The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Mark Feely, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. Tell us, how have you ended up being on the same bill as Mariah Carey for Christmas in London?
Now, how did that happen? We actually share the same agent who also was Westlife's live agent. His name is John Giddings, and he told me about a year ago, he's like, you know, Mariah's come to London, and if there's any support act, it's going to be you. And I sort of, you know, you hear 20 things like that every day, and if one of them sticks, you know, it's kind of a good day. So I just took it with a pinch of salt, and then he called me about 3 months ago and said, right, just been in Mariah's house with her manager, and you're confirmed, we're announcing it tomorrow. And I was like, whoa, okay. So I didn't expect it to happen. And then I was confirmed for the gig, and so I put into action a plan that I had been kind of an album that I had in my head for a long time. So the album was made quite fast, but the idea was in there for like 2 or 3 years.
And the album is Christmas.
It's called Christmas. Yeah, we kept it very simple, as you can see. And it's literally just an album of classic Christmas songs done sort of in my own personal style, which they're quite jazz, soul, gospel. But it's all very uplifting and positive, and compared to my first solo album, it was a bit darker and a bit more moody, and was made at a time where I just split up with my ex and I just stopped Westlife, and it was just a kind of a darker period. So this is a very bright, festive period and a fun period. So it's nice to be promoting that kind of album, you know.
Let's hear a little bit. Let's hear from Joni Mitchell's River, your version of it.
My version, yeah.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. So I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, yeah, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
River from Mark Feely's new album Christmas, a cover of the Joni Mitchell song. But tell us, Mariah Carey, when you go and support her, what's involved in that, and how long do you sing for before she comes on stage?
Well, I was told recently that I've got between 30 and 40 minutes, like whatever I want, because I'm the only support act. So I'm not going to do too many songs. I'm just going to pick the right set list and kind of get in there, do it and get out.
Where are you playing? Because presumably she gets sell out big venues.
Yeah, she's doing two big gigs, and basically this is her Christmas tour, so she's doing her Christmas album, all of those songs, you know, which was one of like the biggest selling Christmas albums of all time. So it's very much sold out. It's the 10th of December in Manchester, and then the 11th in London in the O2. So two big gigs.
And yourself, how busy are you apart from that?
Very, very busy. I've realised recently that actually the busier I keep myself, the happier I am. You know, for me to have something that I need to jump out of bed at 8:30 or 9 in the morning is great. Sort of a few years back, I would stay in bed till whatever time I kind of got bored of being lying in bed, you know. And I think keeping yourself busy.
Why was that?
I don't know. Everyone's very different. But for me, the busier I am, the less time I have to think. I'm quite a deep thinker, which is fine and well for certain things. But sometimes, you know, if you think too much about everything, you could be lying awake till 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about, you know, the fact that you haven't paid some bill, or, you know, you haven't done something.
Things that could go wrong.
Yeah, things that could go wrong that will never happen, but still in your head, they run around at night time and keep you awake. So, yeah, the busier I am, the happier I am, basically. And so I've stopped kind of going, all right, nice one. I'm not really doing much in January. I can have a chilled out month. If I see a big gap, I'll try and fill it with something. And I've been really busy both making this album, but also I've been doing a huge renovation job on my house in Sligo, which I've took the whole project management on myself, and a lot of the design aspects and all the decision making. So
is this going to end up being an MTV Cribs type of effort? Is it?
Well, I mean, I doubt I'm going to ever put it on TV, but it's something that I love to, like, it's a creative outlet for me without having to be over in London constantly recording and stuff like that. That's something I've learned, is that I don't have to do music to be creative. There's other stuff that I can do too, which is just as satisfying. Well, maybe not just as satisfying, but quite satisfying.
Do you ever think of going reforming Westlife?
Well, I think about it every day in the sense that I get asked about it every day, which I understand. And I always say that the fact people are asking means there's some form of interest out there, and it'd be 10 times worse if nobody cared. So Louis, Westlife's manager, Louis Walsh, who everybody knows, he said something in an interview like a week or two ago. And so that kind of topic is quite hot at the minute. And I'm obviously doing a lot of interviews, so I'm talking about it a lot. And I suppose all I can be as honest is that we all the members, like, because we've all spoken about it, like, we all love the idea of it happening, but we also feel that it would be premature to do it right now. I think Louis would love for us to get back together in the morning, because, you know, he's always been a big Westlife fan, and having someone as amazing and powerful as him as a fan is obviously a very good thing. Hopefully we'll keep him happy, but maybe not just yet.
Do you keep in touch with him regularly, and do you keep in touch with the other members of the band?
Well, I've been speaking to them all. I was speaking to Louis two or three times today, and I was speaking to all the lads at some point over the last week or two, because I sent them the music, and they've all just come back and they've all been really positive and complimentary, and this, you know, saying, oh, you've never sounded as good and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, we've all been speaking recently for this reason, but there's times where we mightn't speak for a little while, but it's not negative. You could kind of compare it to, say, a cousin that you haven't seen in ages. Doesn't mean you don't like them. It just means you're living your life and they're living their life, you know.
Let's get back to Mariah Carey to finish off, because you're a mate of hers, aren't you? It's not just a question of someone. You've gone on the tear with her, haven't you?
I would love to say, yeah, we're best mates and we're on the phone all the time, but we're not, you know.
I'm not suggesting that.
Yeah, but no, we haven't spoken in or met in quite a while, but we all the Westlife lads got on very well with her, and you know, she'd call us if she was in London and say, I'm having a, you know, there was one Halloween she was having a big fancy dress party, and she called us and invited us down, and when she seen us, she was like, you know, oh my guys, I missed you so much and all that. You know, she obviously had some sort of fond memory of the time we worked together. We spent a lot of time with her in her house in Italy when we were recording the duet Against All Odds. And it was just her, like, she sort of asked all of her management and security and everyone, like, everyone out of the studio. I just wanted to be me and the lads, and for it to be a real sort of collaboration, which it was. And so we sat in her studio singing and drinking wine and, you know, on this lovely house in Italy and stuff. And so the point being, I think I was looking at her going, she's actually really enjoying this. She probably doesn't have a lot of moments in her life where it's just her in the studio.
It's too much of a bunch of singers.
There's always people around. So I think we got on great. And so then she would kind of come and see us if we were ever on the same bill, or, you know, if she was in town, she'd invite us around or whatever. So, yeah, she's a very nice person, really. And sometimes you hear all sort of negative sort of twisted stories about her being a diva and stuff. And I think she's not all that, you know. She's very down to her person.
Well, you might go out on the tour with her again when you're performing with her over December.
Stranger things have happened.
Mark Feely, thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word here this evening.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.